today. Beautiful sunshine, and as you've heard David say, it's going to get even nicer. Stay nice for a couple of days here. We'll enjoy all of that. Dean Richards, 720 WGN. We've got our food show coming up in just a couple of minutes. Food for the first night of Hanukkah, which is tonight, coming up in just a little while. I wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about the movie Chirac. Nationally, practically no one went to see the movie. The new box office numbers are out this morning. And nationally, the movie took in $1.2 million. You know, that compared to the top five movies of the weekend, which are, you know, in the $20, $30, and $40 million range. So, you know, overall, the $1.2 million that it took in, not very high. The box office numbers for the city of Chicago were considerably higher. The way that the industry people look at it, they look at a per screen average, you know, of money taken in. Nationally, it was $3,900 per screen. Here in Chicago, it was $15,000 per screen. So most of the money that this film took in nationally, not surprisingly, was from theaters here in the city of Chicago. I just on my Facebook, I've been seeing people, you know, responding, giving their opinions and reviews of the movie, which is pretty mixed, by the way. You know, some critics loved it and thought it was brilliant. I personally disagree with that. Lots of you that went to see it also disagreed and just thought it was a whole lot of nothing, really. My opinion was that it was a big missed opportunity. I mean, that to me, that's the headline of Chirac. It could have been a film that made a real positive statement about gun violence in Chicago. And instead, director Spike Lee decides to take this comedy musical approach, a satirical, so-called satirical approach, by setting this story in the ancient Greek comedy Lysistrata, in which women hold a sex strike, you know, withhold sex from their men until they stop the fighting. It's the premise. But this is such a serious subject. To me, the musical comedy aspects of it, I did not find bold at all. I found trivializing, you know, taking such a serious subject and trivializing it, taking women, you know, intelligent, brilliant, strong women that are depicted in this movie and turning them into sex objects, that their whole, that their very existence is, I'm going to withhold sex. I mean, I think there, you know, is, and it should be, if you're depicting women, should be more than I'm a sex object, which is basically what this movie says. I just don't think the satire worked. I don't think the music and comedy works for such a serious subject. As I said on TV the other day, would you do a musical comedy about September 11th? Some topics are just too tragic. And I think that's what happened here. In addition to much of this filmmaking just being kind of sloppy, uneven, all over the place, there are a few moments of poignancy in this film. Angela Bassett plays, you know, sort of the wise neighborhood lady who brings some moments of poignancy to the film. John Cusack plays the Father Flager-like role in this movie. And delivers some moments of poignancy and thoughtfulness. But those moments are very far and few between in this movie, which is mostly about over-the-top comedy. So I found it disappointing. I thought that this film that could have, you know, said something about the problem that we're having with gunfire in Chicago, gun violence in Chicago, could have brought some insight, some new perspective to it, completely fails. So I wound up giving it only a Dean's List C. But I'm wondering if some of you went to see it. You know, it's you know, it did okay at the box office here in Chicago. Not great, but better than it did nationally. But I'm wondering if some of you went to see it and how some of you felt about it. Honestly, most of the reaction that I've gotten on my social media mostly have agreed with what I've said about it, that they're not drinking the Spike Lee Kool-Aid, and they think that this was also a missed opportunity. I mean, they're responding to my words and my review on it. So, you know, it seems to be trended that way. We sent, on the WGN TV morning news, we sent a group of young people, teenagers, to see the film on Friday night. And we're going to sit down with them tomorrow and talk with them about the movie. You know, a lot of the critics who are reviewing this movie, honestly, are old white guys. You know, we don't live in Inglewood. We don't live on the South Side. We don't live this every day. So I thought that it would be much more interesting to hear the opinions and views of some of the people who are living this every day and what they thought of the film. So that's something that we'll be featuring on the WGN-TV morning news. I'm going to open up the phone lines and, you know, we'll talk about this. I just don't think this film does anything to bring some light to the problem, to tell us something that we didn't already know about this problem. Missed opportunity is, you know, really it's my kind of summation for the whole thing. And in the meantime, not that I expected a movie to come out and all the guns to go silent, but, you know, in this poignant weekend with all the violence that there's been all over the world and all over the country, and here in Chicago, again, this weekend, shooting after shooting, murder after murder, nothing has changed. You know, it's you know, there are tons of problems at City Hall that need to be resolved. There are tons of problems everywhere. You know, I don't think that you can't say that there aren't things that need to be fixed just about everywhere. That the problem of, you know, crime, black crime on black crime is something that needs to be addressed. The problem of the city taking positive action, the problem of not having positive things for kids to do so they don't get involved with gangs in the first place is something to do. But all the budgets are cut. There's virtually no money for any kind of those programs to keep kids off the street and doing something positive. There are tons of problems that, you know, none of which you know, get addressed. So here on Sunday, we're looking at statistics like we always look at on Sunday. Every Sunday morning, we look at the same news story, same statistics. This many shootings here, this many shootings here. Two dead, six wounded in Chicago shootings. I'm looking at right in front of me. There were shootings in Wicker Park. You know, we are a gun crazy society. You know, that's the way we resolve problems is guns. So, you know, the movie did absolutely nothing to bring any new light to this. But if you did see it, very interested in your thoughts and your opinions on it all. We'll open up the phone lines now and go right to the phones next. 312-981-7200. If you'd like to call or text in what you thought of Chi-Raq, that's next on WGN, talking about the Spike Lee movie Chi-Raq. Some of you that may have seen it, what you think. What do you think in theory? A lot of people have opinions without seeing the movie. Here's one from the 630 area code that says maybe Spike should have spent more time in the script and less time promoting himself for the last year. Man, is that ever true. Yeah, the script is among the many problems with this movie. But this texter goes on to say, I'm so tired of him as a mom of a young filmmaker. It sounds like the kids at Columbia College could have made a more poignant film. Amen to that. That's so true. I so hope, whether it's a bunch of film students from Columbia College or, you know, young filmmakers around Chicago who understand this problem better than apparently Spike has got a grasp of. If he thinks that, you know, musical comedy is the way to have approached this, I hope a Chicago filmmaker takes this on and, you know, says something that's important about it. Here's another 708 area code. It doesn't cost money for parents to raise their children with respect. They need parents also. Well, that's true. there does need to be respect on both sides. You know, when you are constantly treated like dirt, you will tend to treat someone like dirt. There needs to be mutual respect. I agree with what you're saying, but I would just add there needs to be mutual respect. People will react to the way they are treated, in an appropriate way. Treat someone with respect, they will give you respect. 312-981-7200. Lynn, hi, you're on WGN.
Cheryl Lynn,
okay. I'll take
hi.
That. Sure, thank you for calling.
The reason I was calling is maybe in a little defense of Spike Lee, when he started his movie, Chi-Raq, it was some time back. He had to write it, you know, get it all together and produce it. Well, he might have been thinking of starting the conversation in that way. But now it's so out there now, and because of some of the things that have come on the news and the videos, that he just missed the mark, I think. He missed it because if he would have come in sooner and we would have seen it, then everybody would start talking about this, who had seen the movie and known that it had been going on. For me, I have not known this has been going on. I'm like jaw-dropped. I'm like so, so sad that this is going on in Chicago.
Well, I mean, he shot the movie here last summer, so it's not like he shot it, you know, 2 years ago or three, you know, 5 years ago, where nobody knew the problem of gun violence in Chicago. I mean, what's changed has been the relentless amount of violence. What's changed have been, you know, the release of the Laquan McDonald video and, you know, the insights about the police that were involved in that and, you know, who knew what and when did they know it and, you know, all that sort of thing. And this movie is not about that, although, you know, the mayor of Chicago is portrayed as a complete buffoon in this movie. I just think it was, whether he made it 5 years ago or 5 minutes ago, a musical comedy about a subject that is so serious is what seemed so inappropriate to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I appreciate that. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your thought, trying to, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Do you think you will see this movie? Is it something that you're interested in?
Oh, yes, I do. I like to learn about all different sides, especially the sides that I may not like or may not believe. I learn about all the politicians, everyone and everything that I can, because then you can make a real good decision on your decisions.
I hope everyone. I hope everyone just listened to what you said.
Listen,
consider all the sides, and then make up your own mind. That's the best that you could ask of anybody. But keep your ears open and have a little dialogue with people. Listen to other points of view. Good for you. I wish more people were like you.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day today, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 9:09. If we were in Hawaii or someplace, maybe it's 12:25 on WGN.